Senator Johnson and Representative Kumega and members of the committee. My name is Lucy Van Hook, and I'm a resident of Topsom, and I'm testifying on behalf of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association in support of LB 1602, especially with an expanded scope to include all commercially valuable species, such as groundfish and forage species. The MCFA is a fisherman-led nonprofit organization that identifies and fosters ways to restore the fisheries of the Gulf of Maine and sustain Maine's iconic fishing communities. As stewards of the marine ecosystem, MCFA commercial fishermen promote the ecological and financial sustainability of the fishery through balancing the needs of the current generation of fishermen with the long-term environmental restoration of the Gulf of Maine. The organization works with and for 33 fishermen holding New England groundfish permits, who also fish for lobster, scallops, shrimp, and urchins. The groundfish fishery in the Gulf of Maine is struggling and has been declared an economic disaster by the federal government. Adding to the economic stress of fishermen that traditionally have relied on multiple fisheries, the shrimp industry has been shut down for this year and probably for the foreseeable future. As a result, many fishermen are even more dependent on the lobster fishery, thus making what was once a diverse fishing industry increasingly reliant on a single species. We are not without hope for resilient fisheries, though, as we still believe that with the proper combination of management, science, and industry engagement, we can rebuild our struggling marine resources and our working coastal communities. Fishermen are noticing unprecedented changes on the water with warmer ocean temperatures and increasing ocean acidity, which complicates understanding trends in and states of our marine resource. The changing ocean chemistry is making it increasingly difficult to make impactful management decisions and is also creating uncertainty with respect to future business investments. The rapidly increasing acidity of the Gulf of Maine is pervasive throughout the marine ecosystem, and the effects are not limited to shelled organisms, though they may exhibit the first signs of ocean acidification. It is crucial that we begin to understand the impacts of ocean acidification not only on our shellfish, but also on finfish, and most importantly, the species at the base of the food web, which are the foundation for a healthy and robust and productive ecosystem. Expanding the scope of the study to more species in the ecosystem will leverage information and reduce the risk of omitting impacts on non-shellfish species that could benefit fishermen, fishing businesses, and coastal communities. The fishermen are concerned with the impact of ocean acidification on their livelihoods, but mostly they're confused by it. They want to know more about how they may be affected and if they can take action in advance to minimize the economic and ecological impacts of ocean acidification. For these reasons, we support expanding the scope and composition of the commission to study the effects of ocean acidification. Since ocean acidification impacts are not confined to shellfish species, we support broadening the scope to include all commercially valuable marine species. And I've provided some language suggestions regarding the expansion in our written testimony. Additionally, MCFA is very interested in the results of the study and believes that the benefits of sharing the information from the study will be greater if the outreach plan uses existing outreach channels to reach industry members in combination with distributing the results to the general public. Lastly, given the diversity of commercial fisheries being affected by ocean acidification, both inland and along the coast and at sea, we strongly support having at least two commercial fishermen that participate in at least two different fisheries as members of the commission. The state of Maine is heavily dependent on marine organisms, and therefore quantifying and evaluating the impacts of ocean acidification on marine, harvested, and grown species is critical. This great understanding will allow fisheries managers, economists, and policy decision makers to assess their vulnerability and prepare coastal communities and the state of Maine for changes in ocean chemistry. Therefore, we support passing LB 1602. I'm happy to take questions.
Great. Any questions? Thank you for your testimony.